Glory be to God. We refuse to be stopped. We cannot stop. Amen. Glory be to God, for truly the Lord is in control. He is in control. Amen. Glory be to God. So if by chance you know of anyone or anyone has texted you and to indicate that they could not get on the line, if you would, give them this number. If you would take down this number and give this number to them so that they can get in, amen, we really would appreciate it. Amen. That number is 206-451-6095. And the code that they should enter is 339-209-6891. Again, if you know of anybody that are texting you indicating that they can't get on, we want you to give them that number and they'll be able to dial right in. Again, that number is 206-451-6095. Amen. Then they would enter 339-209-6891. Amen. But we thank you. We thank you. We thank you so much for your patience, for your diligence. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for you. Amen. If you're even on social media, amen, just drop a note out there and let the people know, amen, if they're having problems getting in, they can dial that number to get in here on the Prayer News Network. We really, really, really do appreciate it. Again, we thank God for your patience, amen, as we iron out these little kinks, amen. Glory be to God, but nevertheless, amen, don't you dare let it deter you. Don't you dare, amen, let it hinder you. Amen, from you getting what you need from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Amen. Text them, text them. Text them, let them know, amen, that we are here. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is here. Let them know, amen, that we are live and they can certainly, certainly, certainly dial in. We would love to have them to dial in to come and be online with us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So go ahead and send that text message out, people of God. Send it out. Amen. Glory to God. Send it out. Let them know that we're here. Amen. We would love to have them to come and be a part of the Prayer News Network on tonight. Amen. God does have some an awesome speaker. Amen. She is certainly no stranger to the line. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God, amen, to have her back here with us again. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're thanking him for each and every one of you, people of God. Thank God for our PNN advisors. Thanking him for, amen, just God Almighty, just him just being God all by himself. Amen. He doesn't need any help. He doesn't need any props. He doesn't need any approval. Amen, because he is. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.B. James, and thanking God for our senior apostle on tonight. Amen. Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking the Lord on tonight, people of God, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Just thanking the Lord on tonight. Truly, the Lord is great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus, and he has again truly been good to each and every one of us. Amen. Glory to God. Go ahead and take someone again. Go ahead and take someone. Let them know. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we would love for them to be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Tell them, amen, that there's a blessing for them. Amen. Just let them know. They don't want to miss it. Glory to God, but truly there is a blessing for them on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God. We praise him. Amen. For all that he's doing, we're praising him. Glory be to God for, amen, just enabling us to, again, be here just one more time. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Again, as Evangelist Gail was saying, we pray that you had a beautiful time in your several places of worship on today. Amen. In fellowship, amen, with the people of God. Yes. So we just pray, amen. Listen, we're not going to keep you long. Amen. We know that you've already been in the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. But we do want to hear what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to hear it. We want to hear it. We want to hear, amen, what God has for us on tonight. Amen. So glory be to God. We would that you pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And I am going to ask on tonight. I'm going to pull on Evangelist Gail on tonight. Amen. And ask her to come and sanctify our line for us on tonight. Amen. If she would, Evangelist Gail, if you would come over on the platform side. Amen. Glory be to God to sanctify our line on tonight, if you would. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Father God, we just praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The recording has started.
Father God, we just praise you. We just thank you, oh God, for today, for tonight, oh God. We all thank you, oh God, for blessing the line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go through all from nation to nation, heart to heart, oh God. Go through the airways, oh God. We bind the hands of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. We bind any technical difficulties that would keep the word from coming forth with power and might, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we receive the healing, the blessings, everything that is sent from you tonight that will help us, that will strengthen us. Give us a mind to seek you the more, oh God. We just thank you, God, for free course tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we bless the land with your spirit, your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against anything that will come against the word of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for touching the ears, oh God, that people will hear, oh God, touching their hearts, oh God, that they will receive your word. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for the PNN Network, God. And we thank you, oh God, for establishing our going, our coming in and our going in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open up our hearts to be receptors of the word that it will stick. Oh God, hide that word. Let us hide that word in our heart. Oh, God, with good intentions, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that when it come up, it will come out, and it will be, we'll be a light to the world, oh, God, wherever we may go. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail. Thank you so much, amen, for sanctifying the line, for preparing us, getting us ready for the word on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we just believe, amen, that there's a word from the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to, again, go ahead and get your pencil and paper. Amen. Settle your heart. Settle your spirit. Amen. We're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. But we do want you to hear and receive what the Lord has for you on tonight. Amen. And tonight, people of God, as we said, this woman of God that's coming forth on tonight, amen, she is certainly no stranger to us. Amen. She has been with us several times before and blessed our hearts. Truly, truly, truly blessed our hearts. Amen. We're so blessed. Amen. The Lord has, amen, given her to us for 2 days, not 1 day, but for 2 days. Amen. So we want you to tell somebody, let them know, amen, that this woman of God is on the line. Amen. Glory be to God. Those that are listening to the countries, we thank God for you. We thank God for all of our countries that are listening. Amen. The UK, Jamaica, amen, Canada, Lebanon, Philippines, South Africa, amen, Bermuda, Brazil, Tortola, amen, Nassau, Bahamas, Nigeria. Glory be to God. Just to name her. You. Amen. France, amen, even tapping in on the line. But we thank God for all of you, amen, all of our international listeners, amen. We are so grateful that you have come to hear what the Lord has to say for you. Listen, people of God, we need to make it personal, amen. We thank God for everybody being here, amen, but there is a specific word for you from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So for who you? Yes, you. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you, people of God. Amen. We want you again to prepare your hearts. Amen. Get your pencil, get your paper. On tonight, people of God, we are going to Monroeville, Alabama. Amen. Glory be to God. Coming to us, people of God, by way of True Deliverance Outreach Ministries of Monroeville there in Alabama. Glory be to God. We want you to receive tonight, people of God. Amen. An awesome woman of God, a holy woman of God. Amen. She is the pastor of, again, True Deliverance Outreach Ministries. Please welcome to the platform, Pastor Nellie Kidd. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. If you would just press star 6 and come over to the platform side. Pastor, if you would just press star six, and come over to the platform side. Again, we just ask that you would just bear with us, people of God. Amen. This technology is 46. Let's see if we can get her over. Hold on. Okay. Pastor Kidd.
Amen.
Now, there you are. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. We bring you greetings all the way from Monroeville, Alabama, here at True Deliverance Outreach Ministry, where we are the pastor and the founder of the ministry. Amen. We want to say we thank and praise God for you, Minister Brantley, tonight. Amen. And we want to say we thank and praise the Lord in the absence of, amen, the man of God, Dr. S.D. James and Pastor Thelonious Smith, amen, one of our best friends that were in the ministry, amen. We also thank and praise God for the Mother Carrie James and the staff there with EPC Ministry. We just bless the Lord tonight. God is so gracious that he's still a merciful God. Amen. We do want to say that things change, people change, time change. But God never change. Amen. And I do appreciate God tonight. Amen. So Minister Ollie Booker, my precious sister in the Lord, that I've been knowing for a long time. Thank you, praise God for everyone that's on the line tonight. Amen. We want to say amen. We're not going to hold you long, as Minister Bradley said, because I think probably all of us have been in the service on today. God is so gracious. He's so kind. He's so merciful. Amen. He's opened doors for us to come together again. And we won't say amen. Let's not let it be in vain. For how many know we are so blessed yet to be here? But God has given us another chance. But there's a word from the Lord for every or anything that is attracted to you, to us. The matter is, we're going to ask you tonight, will we obey the word of God? That's all we have to do is obey the word of God. We always say it's not hard. It's not heavy. It's not a burden. All we have to do is get a mind and a heart to obey God. Amen. For we live it in times now as never before, times that we've never seen. We see things that we never seen before. We hear things that happening that never happened before. Amen. And if it's ever time to draw nigh to God, the time is now. Not just with our minds, but with our heart. Amen. It's time to draw nigh to the Lord. Amen. And I do thank and praise God for another chance tonight. For he didn't have to do it for us, but he did. And I give him all the honor and all the praise. But we're going to start this with a scripture. We're just going to talk to you tonight. Amen. And just
come together with some understanding and wisdom and knowledge in the Word of God. But first of all, I want to say this scripture from Acts 27 and 25. It says, "Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God." And we know now we're living in time. The Word of God said, "For it will be just as He said." It will be just as He said. This is Acts 27 and 25. So whatever it is, amen, it's going to be just as God has said. So if there's ever been a time for us to stretch out on the Lord like never before, the time is now. For we hearing or wars and rumors of wars, as the Word has said. But even in that, God has told us, amen, how to react and what to do. And I want to say to you tonight, amen, that it's some unthinkable things is going on in our America. Some unthinkable things are happening, amen. We don't so much come now for the time we're living in. We don't so much come, amen, to tell nobody, you know, you're going to get this or you're going to get that. For if we walk, amen, in obedience to God, God is going to do everything He promised us to do. But He wants us to seek ye first His kingdom and all of His righteousness, and things will be added. Amen. A lot of things, amen, we're going to have to walk by faith, amen, and not by sight. But we know, amen, that that's how we live, by faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight. So we bless the Lord for that tonight. And another thing is the name of Jesus carries more authority than any name. 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. The name of Jesus, amen, we can't hear one another tonight. You hear me, but I can't hear you. Amen. And the others can't hear the others, but everybody here tonight. Amen. So we know that the name of Jesus carries more authority than any name. Amen. Even His name, amen, is above the president's name, the governor, any other name. Amen. His name is above, amen, Corona tonight. Amen. It's above any name. Amen. So we're going to cast down on our imagination that we're thinking, amen, and we're going to trust God and believe God tonight. Amen. I want to read something to you, 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. The Word of God says that for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For our weapons or our warfare are not carnal. We have weapons tonight in Christ Jesus. And they are not carnal. They are spiritually, plus they have power, the weapons that the Lord has given us tonight in Him. So He said, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We're going to cast down imaginations. Verse 5 said, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. We have to know and understand that our imaginations and our thoughts, amen, whatever we think, amen, it's going to take a toll somewhere, sometime or another, on our in our spirit. So we want to cast down all of these carnal imagination and believe God. Even the times that we're in now, we yet believe God. Even what we're going through now, what we see with the natural eye, we yet believe God. Because God's word, He has already spoken and told us He will see us through these things. Even in the pandemic, God has been good to us. Amen. And we have to see, know, and understand that. Amen. So we're going to cast down the corner things and the corner-minded things, because the word even says that a corner-minded man, he cannot receive the spiritual things of God. Amen. So we believe God tonight, It doesn't matter how the situation look or what the enemy wants to whisper in our ears. We yet believe God. But God, amen, in the name of Jesus, is stronger than any name that we can think of. It's stronger than anything that we can think of. So when we call on the name of Jesus, we're going to believe what God has promised us. We're going to walk in what God has promised us. Many times we cannot see it right then, but if we just hold on, God, amen, as he said, amen, we're going to believe him, but it's going to be just as he said. But I want to say this tonight, amen, it has come a time now where we must walk in obedience to God. We must get our hearts and minds, amen, focus on God like never before. What would you have me to do, Lord? Which way would you have me to go? What direction would you have me to take? So many times we have went on our own thoughts. We have done things, amen, the way we thought they should be. But people of God, if there's ever been a time we need to draw nigh to God, the time is now. Amen. And we need to quit wasting time while we got a chance. We need to make good of it. We need to quit wasting time because we don't know. We don't know the day or the hour that Jesus is to come. And even the things that's in the earth today, as we've been in this pandemic a little over a year now, I think it is, amen, we have heard so many rumors. We have heard all of these things that's been said, amen, but we know that he did say that he would send these plagues in the earth. Amen. And we want to say tonight, amen, as the scriptures say, amen, this is just the beginning. Amen. A lot of times, amen, we don't want to get so carried away as we speak or think, amen, come to mind and as the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We, amen, have been chosen in the kingdom by God. So we're going to walk like it. We're going to act like it, amen. We're going to live like it, amen. But this is just the beginning, amen, of sorrow. But he says, amen, that he would be with us always, amen. And we want to look tonight again, and we're not, I heard, amen, we're not. We're not going to be with you long tonight, amen, because we'll be back tomorrow night. If it's the Lord's will, and I pray it is, amen. But we need to know, amen, what times we're in now. And if we ever need, and sometimes we know what time we're in, but what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to get in that place in God where he has given us a chance, amen? So are we going to get in that place in him and thank him and act like and appreciate him for another chance and fall in that place where he is trying to lead us? But I want you to look at Ezekiel tonight, the ninth chapter, and I just read it just a few minutes ago, just glanced at it a few minutes ago, amen, and sometimes I try to take notes, but the Lord won't ever let me. I really do, but I thank him for that, amen. Ezekiel, the eighth chapter, and we're going to look at the fifth verse. This is Ezekiel talking, amen. He says unto me, son of man, lift up thine eyes, not away toward the north. So I lift up my eyes the way toward the north, and behold, north was at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entrance. God is talking about his people. He's talking about, amen, his house tonight, amen. And he says here, he said, further woe unto me, son of man, see thou what they do. See thou what they do. We know tonight that the judgment of God is going to start at the house of God. For God has chosen us. He has chosen his people. We are on the inside. He has chosen us, amen, to be a light, an example of those that are on the outside. Amen. So he's talking about, amen, the house of God. He says here, He says that Brother Lord and the me, son of man, see that what they do, even the great among the nation, that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary, but turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater among the nation. So as I said, and I read this a while ago, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he said every time, every turn, every way we turn, amen, every which way we look, every which way we go, there's an abomination in the house of God. And so many times, we don't want to hear this. We don't want to talk about it, amen. But this is where judgment is tonight. And again, I say, if it's ever been a time for us to draw near to God, God, think about it. We are here. Some didn't make it. We are yet here. If it's ever been a time to draw nigh to God, tonight is the time. But we know not the day or the hour that the Lord will return. Amen? So he says here, and he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, son of man, dig not in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abomination that they do here. So I went in, and I saw, and behold, every form of creeping thing, and every abominable of the beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. He says, and that stood before them 70 men of the angels of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, and with every man his censer in his hand and a thick cloud of incense. But all of these abominations going on in the house of God. Even verse 7 said, he said also unto me, turn ye yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. It's time, amen, that we come clean with God. It's time, and I can't say anything but what the Lord has given me, because we are in troubled times now, and thank God that he yet has his hand on us. Amen. So he goes on to say, and he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord between the porch and the altar was about 25 men with 25 men, I'm saying it in my words, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. And he said unto me, has thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they committed the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore, will I deal in fury, my eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, and though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. We don't want to cry in the ears of God tonight, and he turn a deaf ear to our cry. We don't want to come to the Lord tonight, and he turn a deaf ear to our prayers. And as I spoke in the services on today, when you stand for something, when you stand tall for something, amen, especially righteousness and realness and truth, you're going to be persecuted, people of God. You're going to have to, most of the time, you're going to have to stand alone. Because a lot of times, we are with one another until we have to stand for something. And then we back down. We back back. I'm not with you anymore. I got to go do this, and I got to go do that. And we living in a time now where the truth has just about perished in the land, because the enemy is got the thing out here now. Don't judge. You judging me. You don't judge me. And I always look at it this way. The truth is not judging. The truth is just the truth. And the word of God said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. I didn't know the truth. years ago until somebody told me what thus saith the Lord. I didn't have no idea, amen, what the truth was. And I'm not ashamed to admit it tonight. But somebody told me Jesus loves you. And how did it know, amen, this is a personal thing, amen? I think I heard somebody say something like this a while ago. It's personal. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. He, amen, wish that none of us perish, but all come to repentance, amen, and be saved, amen, even from the things of the world. Amen. So it's time, amen, that we run into God like never before. I'm excited now as I ever been. I'm more excited as I ever been because I have seen the Lord move his hand and show himself strong. And I know you have to show himself strong even in the times we are in now. But that's his promise to his people. Amen. He said in his word, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we could ask what we would, and it would be done in the name of Jesus. So we have to know and understand all we have to do is get in the word of God and let nothing move us. We don't have to believe all of the rumors, and we see things happening with our natural eyes. Amen. We see, amen, buildings falling. And people are getting snatched and stolen. Children are being stolen. My family killing family members. What else does it take for us to know God is showing us, amen, what we need to do? He's sparing us. I thank God for that tonight. But some of these things that has already gone on and gone down, amen, we have to know that we could have been in that number. So as I heard a little quote on yesterday, what does the world have that we would rather give up eternity for? What is it? What is it? Is it, what is it? Is it the music or the Jesus parties that we're having in the churches or that we are affiliated with? What is it in the world that we would give up eternity for? I feel good tonight. I feel good. I feel good all day. I've been feeling good for a long time in Christ. And my God, I know it's better than this when we cross over. I know that. Amen. So, my God, just to see what it is now, of course I want to see that other part when we cross over. So we don't have nothing, amen, in the world that we should have, amen, that we'll give up for eternity. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Isaiah 65:7. Amen, 65:2. The Lord is saying, I have stretched out my hand all the day unto a rebellious people. We yet rebellious. God has been so good, so good, so good to us, and he is good. But we yet rebellious. We can't come together. We can't walk in obedience to God. Amen. We have gotten to a place now where we need to come together for some spiritual counseling, all of us. I need some. Amen. I haven't got a little bit. Amen. So we have to know and understand it. My people have forgotten me. Jeremiah 18:7 and also verse 15, he said, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their way from the ancient past to walk in the past in a way not cast up to make their land desolate. And a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passed shall be astonished and wag his head. Amen. I will scatter them, says the Lord, with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face. I want to see God's back. I hope I don't have to. I won't see. We got to see the face of the Lord tonight. We need to see the face of God. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot do things the way we want to. Amen. And see the face of God. Amen. We got to stand up, people of God. It's time now like never before. The Lord spoke to me on last week, and he said, you know, many souls going to be lost because we haven't told them. We don't tell them. We're afraid to say a man not supposed to marry a man. Why should I be afraid? The word of God said a woman not supposed to marry a woman. Why should I be afraid? The word of God said it. Why should I be afraid? Amen. So this is the place God is trying to get us. Amen. He's sending warnings before us every day. Amen. Because, amen, he wants a people saved. Now we have to know and understand that everybody is not going to get it. Amen. And like I said, amen, that I have been so fearful, especially of the people of God, because God gives us not the spirit of fear. God don't give us the spirit of fear. Even in this pandemic we're in, God did not give us the spirit of fear. He does not. And you got to know, we got to know, amen, some of these things is for the wicked, not for the people of God. Not for the people of God. It's for the wicked. Amen. And we have to know and understand it. So it's a blessing, amen, to know that God has left us, amen, for a purpose. He didn't have to leave us here. We could have been out of here. I know that's the way I feel. Amen. We could have been out of here. Amen. So we have to know and understand that, amen, because we're here tonight in him. That's such a blessing. We are here tonight in the Lord. He has a hedge around us tonight. And you got to know that the enemy cannot get to us except God gives him permission. Amen. So we have to see, know, and walk in it. Walk in it. We don't have to fear the enemy tonight. We fear God. Not the enemy. We fear God. We don't have to fear the kind of things and the imaginations that want to get in us and tell us that, oh, you know, you're going to have this and you know. No, we have the Lord. Amen. So we have to see, know, and understand that. Amen. So we have to know. Amen. Psalm 119 said, I bless the Lord under the undefiled. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. We don't come for a shape or form because there's no power in that. There's no anointing in that. I can imagine y'all been on this line now. I think probably for over a year. You're not wearing yourself out, so to speak, for a shape or form. But if it's ever been a time we need Jesus, we need him now because we have to know, amen, that we're walking in his status and in his commandment. We know before, amen, all of this, the end of time, how man's going to try to control you and especially us, the people of God. So it's time for us to stand up and get some backbone in the Spirit of God, and speak what thus saith the Lord. And we are blessed beyond measure. Amen. Already, we are blessed beyond measure. We are blessed more than we can count. Hallelujah. So we have to know, see, and understand that. Amen. And speak of the things of the Lord. Know, amen, that it's God that brought us all the way. Sometimes we say the fuck. But when I look back over my life, it was God. It was God that brought us. He didn't bring us thus far. He has brought us all the way. All the way. From the time we was conceived, God has kept his hand on us. Amen. So we give him the glory tonight. We give him the honor. And we have to know and understand that the enemy wants our work to be in the dark. As Isaiah 29:15 said, he wants us to work in darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. It's no darkness in him. It's no fear in him. Amen. So we know, amen, again, that his name carries more authority than any name. Think about that tonight. His name is more powerful. It's power than anything. His name has more strength than COVID-19. His name has more strength than the vaccine shot. The name of Jesus. But a lot of times I've seen many that they pray, but they don't believe because their heart condemns them. I heard somebody say something about the heart tonight. Where is our heart tonight? Am I sitting here saying one thing and my heart is saying another? Am I sitting here ministering the word to you all over tonight, but my heart is not right? Our heart got to be right, people of God. When David went out to fight Goliath, he was a little thing. And sometimes the enemy look at you, he look at me as nothing. Amen. But I don't care how small we look to him in stature. But is our hearts right? When we pray, is our hearts right? When we talk to God, amen, is our hearts right? So our heart has to be right. But the scripture said when David went to fight Goliath, he and the Lord even spoke to me. He said, this COVID-19 is a Goliath. But we got something to fight him with. And that's the name of Jesus. And that's the righteousness of God. And that's the faith in God. We have something to fight with. All we have to do is use what we got. Amen. And these abominations that's in the house of God, get rid of them. Get them out the house of God. Get them out my house, wherever they are. Get them out. And we already got the power, people of God. We already have what we need. We don't have to pray for nothing else. Just use what we got. But when he went to fight Goliath, it's always going to be an obstacle in your way. I don't care what we try to do. You got to expect that. We got to believe that. When we are doing good, amen, evil won't show up. But do we have enough faith in God to tell evil, you can't come in tonight. You can't come in tomorrow night. Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. We serve a mighty God. But when we do things or go to do something, everybody got something to say. Even in this pandemic we're in, everybody want to know, have you done this or have you done that have you drank the wine or have you done this or have you done that? It comes a time we have to make up our own mind in some things and say, I can do this in the name of Jesus. I can do it. Because what? Amen. He strengthens me. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. But Saul came and told David, amen, you ain't got on the right outfit. Let me give you an outfit and you're going to win the battle. We don't need nothing but Jesus. We don't need the devil's outfit. And a lot of times we don't realize, amen, we could put on the wrong thing and go to war, and we gonna win, lose the war because what? We got on the wrong outfit. And David come to himself. He even tried it. He went to try it on, and he said, no, I better not do this here. Because I know what God has given me. I don't. When we don't trust God, and we don't trust him, amen, and we don't believe what he said, just like Acts said, he said it, and I believe it as he has said it. He said, I'm blessed, I believe that. He said, I'm prosperous and in health, I believe that. He said in Deuteronomy 28, as I walk diligently in him and be obedient to him, I'm blessed when I go out and I'm blessed when I come in. And nobody can stop my blessing but me. Nobody. I don't care how you speak a word on me. I don't care. We don't care. Nobody can stop it because I believe God. And he says, amen, as we are under the shadow of his wing, God is going to shield his people. And he said he knows those that are healed, and he protects his own. He protects his own. He keeps his own. God knows we love him tonight. Amen. But sometimes I have to check myself and say, well, Lord, am I going along with anything that's not like you? See, it's time out for friendship and kinship and well, she my friend and I just can't say that to her. I just can't do that. Are you called and chosen by God? We got to obey God. Some people are going to get out of here and most likely they won't go to the right place if we don't tell them. Somebody had to tell me the truth. Amen. A lot of times we want to hear all of us give that one here something to tickle my ears. It's time out for that. It's time, amen, to be making our bed up. And if he don't come for another 100 years, he said, amen, that we know not the day or the hour, but he will come. Amen. He will come. All the things now that we see happening all around us. My God. People getting out of here in numbers. Big numbers. And even the pandemic that we've been in, and God has truly blessed. He has blessed with money. I've seen it. Food stamps. People probably had more to eat in this pandemic than they ever had. They had it to throw away. But let me serve notice tonight. Trouble is ahead of them. But I'm going to live in him, and I'm going to move, and I'm going to have my being. And I'm going to enjoy Jesus. I'm going to enjoy, amen, what he's doing. But trouble is ahead of us. It's not behind us. It's ahead of us. God is trying to prepare us for what it's going to be. He's trying to prepare his people. He's trying, amen, to get us in that place. And we have a mind, amen, to stay there. Amen, in him. For it's just ahead of us. So we have to look at what's happening all around us. Amen. We have to see, know, and understand that. For this nation has not kept the word of God like in the church of Sardis. There are only a few who have not defiled their garments and who walk with Christ in robes of white. Revelation 3:10. Amen. Psalms 91:10 says, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling, but disobedience and rebellion abort the promises of safety and protection. If the words say no plague will come nigh thy dwelling, if I'm obeying God and I'm living the way he told me to live, I'm not afraid. I believe what he said. And as he has said it, it will be. Amen. so we yet can walk tall in him and trust him. Amen. So we have to know the only way we can avoid the word of God in our lives is walk out of the word, disobey him. That's the way we avoid the word of God. But we're living in times now, in a time now where we just believe in the grace and mercy of God. We have to obey God, people. We have to do what the word told us to do. We have to walk in the word, and if we don't know which way to go, ask somebody. Amen. If we don't know what to do, ask somebody. But he said, amen, in Hosea 4 and 16 or something like that, or 4 and 7, I think, and my people perish for lack of knowledge and understanding. And because, amen, you rejected me, says God, I'm going to reject you. So we don't need to just think that God, he loves us, but we got to obey. We got leaders that are now telling people, do what you want to do and ask God to forgive you. No sin goes unpunished. He's gonna forgive you, but you still we still got a consequence. You reap what you sow. We don't have nothing else to reap but what we sow. I know y'all, you know you can't hear me, but I pray you love the Lord tonight. I mean, you hear me, but I can't hear you. And I pray you love the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's fall in line and do what this word is saying. Amen. Don't let nobody talk us out of the word of God and out of doing what God said do, the way he said do. It's no in-betweens. It's no straddle the fence. But listen at her. I didn't tell you I was perfect. But my God, I'm like Paul. I'm in the flesh. I'm striving tonight. This is what we got to do. Amen. I've heard them say, well, don't never say what you ain't going to do. You, my God, well, we can't say what we're not going to do? The scripture said we have life and death in the power of the tongue. We use the slogan, speak it, and it'll come to pass, and that's true. But why we can't say that? See, the enemy don't want us to be strong and strengthened in what God would have us to do. He wants us to play around because he knows that. And we got to know, too, that it's no such thing as him making us do anything. He can't make us do nothing. We have to give in to it. It's just set before us. Whatever it is, good or evil, it's up to us what we accept. That's why we need to know the word of God, and we need to, amen, know what he's saying and get a revelation of it. We don't get a revelation, but for a little bit, have it for that. Well, oh, I didn't know. Oh, you didn't know he said my people perish for lack of knowledge? It's a lot of things happening, and you didn't know it because you just didn't know how to walk in it, or you didn't know how to not walk in it because you didn't have the knowledge of God. And back to what I'm saying, and we're closing. When David went out, was going out to fight or Goliath, amen, the enemy wanted to put him on an outfit that wasn't of God. A lot of times we fight in battles and we'll lose it because we have gotten out of the will of God. We're not losers. We are victorious tonight. The people of God, we have victory in Jesus tonight, last night, and tomorrow night. We got the victory. Hallelujah. So we have to see, know, and understand it. You do not lose when you obey God. You don't lose. You might go through something or the wind might kind of blow you sideways, but you're coming out victorious. So everything we go through is a word from the Lord for everything that is attracted to us. No matter what it is, When we obey the word of God, we winners. We people of God, we the children of God, we will not die with corona like the world. Okay? All right. It might come by us and we might have to blow our nose every once in a while, but we going to live and not die. And we going to declare the works of the Lord because what? We belong to Jesus tonight. We look like it. I mean, just if we don't, we're not going to fall in these things and these rumors that the world is putting out here. That's not for us. We got to set an example. That's what God got us for, people of God. We are somebody in Him tonight. So we got the victory. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I got the victory tonight. But if we just stand still and be still and wait on God, and that's another thing. Sometimes we don't wait on Him long enough. We want Him to do what we want Him to do right now. Sometimes, some things we have to wait. Be still and know that He's God. The battles we're in, they don't belong to us. They belong to God. My God. If I can testify over a stomachache, I ought to be able to say God kept corona from me. But we afraid to say, well, you know, everybody did see, and we don't know. Let's come out of that. Let's come away from it. Let's leave here declaring and believing the word of God. I mean, I ain't just saying believe it. I mean, stand on it like never before. But Goliath was similar to the corona. He had took people down and he had did all his devilment. He did, and somebody said, somebody helped out a man to take this thing down. Can we get somebody? Can we get somebody to believe? Can we get somebody to come on in here and take this Goliath out of here? We got the Lord Goliaths in our lives, and we act like we can't do nothing with them. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And when David showed up, amen, the enemy always going to sidetrack you. Give me 5 more minutes. The enemy always going to want to sidetrack me. We have to know what we're going into in the word of God. Hallelujah. But Goliath, David said, I'm here to take you down. Do we think that God wants us to be defeated? No. We as people of God, we as children of God, God wants us to get victory in everything we go through. He wants us to get victory, amen, over sickness. And we already have it, amen, if we use it. He wants us to get victory over slack, over lack. And cast down every imagination that exalts itself against God. Cast that stuff. Get it out of our spirits. If you don't want to go, I'm still going. And a lot of times we're not going to be able to take a lot. We're not going to be able to take sometimes our family with us because they don't believe. They don't believe. They don't believe that God is a cancer healer. He's already has done it. All we have to do is receive it. A lot of things we have spoken on our own self. I've seen people, they rather talk negative talk than talk positive talk. But David said, I come to take you out of here, Goliath. Oh, no, you just a little boy. You just little in stature. Your face freckle. You don't even look right. You don't know nothing but feeding sheep. You don't know nothing. But my God, my God, my God. See, the enemy wants to test us a lot of times to see where we are in the Lord. And God will let us get out there just to see. Sometimes show us what we're going to do. He already knows. But We get out there and we back up. We forget God says he will be with us. The only way God rejects me is I reject him. The only way God rejects us is we reject him. Amen. So we have to know and understand. But when David went in the city, he went, amen, to take Goliath down. In the name of Jesus. And see, the enemy talks strong. He talks. He show up like he bad. But as I used to hear, amen, the prophet S.D. James said unto me many times. Some of y'all see me, you know me. Said unto me many times. Amen. He ain't nothing but yawn on his gum. He don't even have no teeth. So we have to know and understand, amen, he act like he bad. The scripture said he comes as a roaring lion. He act like he's a lion. He want to sound like he's a lion. He want you to be afraid of him, that you will back up and not obey God. But not David. David said, no, you done enough damage. Amen. I'm taking you down. And this is the attitude we have to have. This is the spirit we have to have. If we do this thing, amen, in the name of Jesus, God, if we stand for God, God going to stand for us, people of God. We know that tonight, don't we? Amen. If we stand for him, God going to stand for us. And he going to show his hand strong in the midst of the people. He going to perform his every word that he has spoken. But my main word to us tonight, we got to walk in obedience to him. We have no power outside of the word of God. We have no anointing outside of the word of God. We can't do a little bit of this over here and go over here and do, let's do the best we can for the Lord. The best we know how, people of God. Amen. Everything. Love our neighbor. Love. Some people got family members tonight. They upset. They had spoken to him. To him. And what are we going to do if Jesus comes tonight? You going to leave him mad with somebody? We going to leave him mad with somebody? It's not worth it. But we still think we going back with the Lord. Not so. Let's get it right. Amen. Let's get it right. What it is we don't have right, it's not no harm. Nobody but us. If we don't get it right, whatever it is, somebody might owe somebody. Pam, you know you owe the folk. And you got it to give it to them. Pay the people. Because if we got their money and didn't give it back, we lied. Amen. So let's do what the word said. Get all this abomination out of the house of God. Get all this abomination. And don't go along with it, even if we're not doing it. We're not doing it. But let's don't even go along with the word. That's all. Amen. I thank God for this line. Because, well, I won't say that. I thank God for this line. I will say that. Amen. And I mean that from my heart. I thank God for this line because many people today, they don't want the truth. They can know you personal, and still they don't want to see you coming. Y'all ever seen anybody like that? Y'all here? Amen. But the unthinkable is going to happen to America, and I'm closing. And for Canada, and few will believe it. The prophets of peace and the prophets of peace and prosperity will reply, God has promised to keep us from the day of the wrath. He kept the word because we have kept his word and his patience. Revelation 3:10. too many babies have been aborted. And somebody got this. Somebody got to sacrifice for this stuff. Amen. We have to know, see, and understand. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Minister Bradley, I know it's probably a good few people on the line tonight, but I think we all, if we're on here, we want to hear what the Lord is saying, and we willing to obey. We don't show out too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Could we open the line up?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Amen. We know how to act. We people of God. Amen.
All participants are unmuted.
We're getting ready to close. Amen. I want to hear some feedback tonight. Amen. I want to know that somebody is willing to walk in the will of God. I want to know if somebody is willing to be obedient to God whatever we have to give up. Do you mind giving up things that's not of God for God? Do we mind that? Yes. Hallelujah. It's not worth it. It's not worth, amen, me being upset with anybody tonight while I got a chance. The blood is yet running warm in my veins. I got a chance to get it right. I don't know, amen, where I'll be here in the morning or not. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we have to know, see, and understand that. Amen. It's not worth it, people.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse to lose my soul over something that's not worth nothing. Mm-hmm. If some things is not worth nothing. And until we get in this place with God, I thought I was somebody, but I wasn't worth nothing. I can talk about myself. Hallelujah. So we have to know, see, and understand that. Now tomorrow night, God gonna give us somewhere we can, you know, but we, people of God, God is giving us a chance to get it right. And quit hating on folks. Quit hating on folks. And don't let nobody pull us into that stuff. We are the children of God. We going to stay in a place in God where when we ask him, amen, when he called, we call him, he will hear our cry.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'm not letting nobody. I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place with God. And I'm going to stay here. This is the attitude we got to have. This is the spirit we got to have. I am in a good place with God, and I'm going to stay here. Because every one of us knows tonight where God brought us from.
Mm-hmm.
I might not know your testimony. You might not know mine, all of it. Amen. But I know it was God. I know if it hadn't been for the Lord, tell me, where would I be today?
Yes.
Amen. I don't even want to think. Where would I be? Amen. So we going to get ready to close. Amen. And we thank God that as we obey him, no plague will come nigh our dwelling. Some say the pandemic come from a bat or a bird or something. I don't know. Some kind of bird. Some say it come from the president. Some say, my God, that it come from the China and all this. Don't listen to all that stuff. It's God moving in the earth. And when he had said he would send these plagues in the land for disobedience and wickedness. Where do we come from thinking we can do anything we big enough to do and still everything be all right for us? Not so. Not so. Amen. So we got to, amen, get lined up with this word, line on line, precept on precept. obey God. It's not hard. It's not hard. And all them don't like us. Amen. The word of God said, amen. We might visit them sometime. We might fellowship with them. But when you leave, shake the dust from your feet. That means don't even go back no more.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. You don't even have to go back no more. You did your part. We did our part.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't losing out on God for nobody. I have come further with him than I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be like Lot's wife. I'm not looking back. Mm-hmm. And again, I say, this is a Goliath in the land. Amen. Let's know that we can take it in the name of Jesus. Let's know and remember and live like we can make it in the name of Jesus. For his name is above every name.
Mm-hmm.
And his name, amen, in his name, we pull down every stronghold that exalt itself against God. Every stronghold. And what I like about God, his arms are stretched out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. His arms are stretched out.
Okay.
If we don't think we're in the place that we should be in, if we need another dip in the spirit, amen, all we have to do tonight is go into the arms of Jesus. He said his arms are not so short that they can't save. His ears are not so heavy that they can't hear. If we cried on God, amen, and go into him and believe him, God's going to wrap his arms around us and hide us from the enemy tonight. Hallelujah. That's all we got to do. But some people too stout-hearted and stubborn and stiff-necked to cry out on the name of the Lord and say, Lord, help me.
Jesus.
Help me.
Yes, God.
That's what we got to do. Amen. Yes. Somebody must be tired tonight, amen. We closing, amen, but we'll be back with you on tomorrow night. Amen. And I just bless the Lord. I bless God for the people of God. Amen, and all, even you that I don't know, I know many of you, because I visit the ministry for years, many times, amen, amen,
yeah.
Pastor Smith did a lot of revivals at our church, amen. We thank and praise the Lord for all of you, amen, and what you represent and what you stand for.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
I praise and thank God for, amen, Mr. Booker tonight, been knowing that woman of God for years and years. Amen, amen. It's nothing like somebody knowing you. I'm talking about for real. And you knowing somebody. And by that, nobody has to say, I think, no, it's good to know. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, so we bless the Lord tonight. Where you are now, give God a praise. Give him a praise. Where you are now, I don't hear you. Amen. I know you're having trouble with the lines and stuff. Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
We are happy tonight. We are happy tonight. Because we deserve the presence of God. And we're going to stand continually before God and hear his wisdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We lift him up tonight. Hallelujah. But there's none like him.
Hallelujah.
None like him. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to obey you, Lord. We're going to do as you told us. what to do. We're going to believe what you say, God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to believe you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord. We praise you now,
come back over on the broadcast side. Amen. Glory to God. Just press star six, Pastor. Amen. Glory to God. After a general unmute. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I want you to just press star six. Star six. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's see if we can get you back over. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we bless the Lord on today. Amen. We bless God on today. Amen, Jesus. Such a soul-searching word on today. Glory be to God. So, amen. Woman of God, let you back. Let's get you back over. Pastor.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes.
God?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. After the gym.
Amen.
Amen. You were caught back up. Amen. But you have the platform, woman of God, if you would. Amen.
God, we come again. And we're so grateful. We're so thankful that you have blessed us, God, and you have allowed us to come in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Some don't realize, Father, that the power there is in that name.
Yes.
But Heavenly Father, whatever we need is in that name tonight, and we come again in the mighty name of Jesus. In the unconquered name of Jesus, in a name that there is none other like it. God, we come now as humble as we know how.
Uh-huh.
God, we stand before you again in Jesus' name. Thank you for every heart, every soul, every man, woman, boy, and girl that heard your word tonight. I pray, Lord, that, oh, God, we receive what you gave us tonight and we go home with it, God. Oh, God, with joy and peace. But we ask you now, Lord, in Jesus' name, to let thy will be done in all things. But, God, we know many things that we plan in our hearts, Lord, and we make plans, oh, God. But you yet, oh, God, carry out the plans. There's none can do it like you in the name of Jesus. Now we ask you to touch every man, woman, boy, and girl that's on this line tonight. Everyone, God, that desire to be on it and not on it. God, we speak healing, God, to this people. We speak healing from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. But you promise us in your word that by your stripes we were healed. God, help us to receive tonight what you have already done. It's not a matter, Lord, that what you're going to do. It's a matter of us receiving what you have already done. Yes. In the name of Jesus. For we know, Lord, there's nothing that can come against you or your name to conquer us. We thank you for victory tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are overcomers tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just lift you up. We give you all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. God, even as some, oh God, hear this prayer going forward tonight, even as you, oh God, spoke into my spirit, they can touch right now wherever the pain is, wherever the hurt is, God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, but we send in this word, God, out in the airways. Oh God, we send in this word out to be healed now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. If we believe it is already done. For it is according to your will that we be prosperous and in health, even as our soul prosper. Help us to receive it now, for it's already done. Yes, United Touch Hearts, souls, minds, and spirits all over tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you now, Lord, for somebody, oh God, have a nose bleeding tonight. And God, I send healing over this line tonight. I send, oh God, deliver us over this line tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe you for, oh God, you told us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that these things were already done as we received them. Help us to receive like never before, for you are yet God, and there's none like you in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Somebody on the line tonight is wondering, do I have the coronavirus? Because you have a cough. And somebody got a pain in the chest. Amen. And God said, no, you don't. You are already healed. Don't let your imagination run away with you. Imagine and think on the things of the Lord, what he has said. But what God has said, it is so. And Father, we thank you for that tonight. We give you the honor and all the glory. Somebody been had a headache for a while. It don't look like it won't let up. But you heal tonight. You heal. Receive it. Take it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we praise you for it. We give you all the honor and all the glory. For it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. In the name of Jesus. It's already done. And Lord, we thank you for it now. We give you the honor and all the glory, for we know it's done, but we have prayed according to your will, and we know if we pray according to your will, it's already done. We tell you thank you now. We give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And our hearts say amen. We thank you for by your stripes we heal. In Jesus' name. This night we heal. Somebody going to leave. God has already taught somebody, but somebody's. But the enemy is going to try to come back on you. And he wants you to think it's not so. Don't receive that. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're healed in the name of Jesus. Receive it, take it, and go in peace and walk in your healing. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. What can we say but amen. Glory be to God. After such a word on tonight, glory to God, to search our hearts, search our spirit. Amen. We even heard on last night, glory to God, that it was a matter of the heart. Amen. Glory to God, and hear the Lord come. Amen. Hear the Lord come right back around. Amen. And tells us can. Glory be to God. And people of God, amen, this word on tonight, glory be to God, compels us. Amen. It compels us, people of God. Can't you just hear the heart of God? Can't you just hear the heart of God? Get people. Get ready, my people. Glory to God. Amen. The woman of God said the unthinkable things getting ready to happen in the earth.
Glory to God.
Amen. Halabashi. Whoa, glory to God. Ah, Master. Oh, God, thank you. Glory be to God. And people of God, now is the time. Now is the time. This is the time of grace, glory to God, that we can get it right. Amen. And we can be sure.
Yeah, God.
We're standing on the solid. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, as the word of God was going forth on tonight, glory be to God, I could just feel the Lord tugging at the heart of his people.
Hey, God.
Say, Jesus. It's like, you know, somebody just the word, amen, trying to bring us out of state of slumber. Some people are in a state of slumber. So much is going on. Glory be to God. But people of God, there's more. There's more to come. Amen. My God and my God, do we need to be in a hiding place? Amen. Glory be to God.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Oh, God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And listen, amen. If our imagination, amen, and our thoughts, glory be to God, for the things that we've already seen, if they're unthinkable things that are about to happen, can you imagine what a state man would be in? Woman of God, it breaks behind the scripture that says that men's heart would be failing. Men's heart would be failing because of the things that are about to come upon the earth. And that's the word, that's the scripture that came even as you were declaring the word. Amen.
Yes.
My heart, my God, I just feel the heart of God so tender for his people. Glory to God. Don't let this word pass, people of God. Don't let this word slip. Amen. Glory to God. Take this word. Listen. People of God, get a copy of this word on tonight. Listen at it again. So much has been declared, amen, in the midst on tonight. So much. Glory to God. So much. Those scriptures, amen, get those scriptures. Go back, look at them, amen, and ask the Lord to search me, Lord. It's an individual.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Make me ready.
Yes,
glory
yes,
to God. People are leaving here. Glory to God. People are leaving.
Glory.
Glory be to God. But we got to be ready. And woman of God, I tell you, this is why this line is continuing to move forth in the earth. Glory
yes,
be to
Jesus.
God. Because of words just
yes,
like
Jesus.
This word. Amen. Glory to God. It's a cry. It's a clarion cry. Amen. Time, people of God, it's time to come in. Amen. Time to come to action. Amen. And we thank God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. I tell you again, so much has been said. Amen. So much. Amen. I'm telling you, so much is so much. Amen. Glory to God. It just makes your heart, heavy for the people of God, for those that have not come unto him. Glory to God. Makes your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Just come. Just come, people of God. Just come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. But people of God, you can get a copy. You can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. We encourage you to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. And the number that you can text and we'll send it to you. People of God, it's absolutely free. It doesn't even cost you anything. Amen. We'll send it to you. Link directly to your phone. Glory be to God. Listen, the only thing that we ask is that you be led. Amen. And send it to someone else. Once you get this link, amen, send it to someone else. Amen. It can go
further.
It can go across the world. Hallelujah. This word right here, amen, can go across the world and have the same impact that it had on tonight.
My
amen.
God.
In our hearts.
Yes.
Glory to God. We thank God for it. On tonight, you can simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for our listeners, for our international listeners, you can actually reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. And you can text us, and we'll send you a copy, amen, of the broadcast. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. For our listeners on Facebook on tonight, amen, Jesus, didn't know if you were aware, but we do have a Prayer News Network Facebook page, PNN. And this broadcast is live, even as we're live on our conference line, we're live on the radio, and you can go out to our Facebook page and click and listen to the broadcast even as we're broadcasting. Amen? Go out, listen to it, share.
Amen.
Share it, people of God. Share it via messenger. Share this message. Amen. Glory to God. Tag someone. Glory to God. Listen, we're just trying to get it out. Amen. We're trying to win the
loss.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. The word is the word will do the work. Amen. All we need to do is send it. Glory to God. The word will do the work. God, our Shabbat. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Because his word is spirit and life. Amen. Glory to God. And whomsoever, amen, it is, amen. God is able to find him. God is able to touch him. He's able
yes,
to
restore, yes.
heal, and deliver. Glory be to God. So we thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Again, those are the three ways that you can get a copy of the broadcast. Glory to God. So please, ma'am, please, sir, amen, get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to let you know as well, people of God, that the woman of God will be back with us here on tomorrow night. Even as she said, Lord will, we do pray the same. Amen. But we want you to tell somebody, tell somebody. Share this link. Amen. Share the link. Get the link sent to your phone. Amen. Or out on Facebook or via WhatsApp. Amen. Get this message on tonight. Send this broadcast out. And when you send it out, say the woman of God will be back on PNN on tomorrow night. Come and hear more. Amen. What the Lord has to say. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Woman of God, God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, you'll be back with us on tomorrow night. Amen. And we just,
amen,
just want to cover you on tonight. Just cover you, just cover you, cover you. Glory be to God. Cover
you.
Glory to God in the precious blood
Thank
of you. Jesus on tonight. We pray that the Lord will strengthen you even now in the precious name of
mm-hmm.
Jesus. We pray that his glory will rest upon you. Ha. Glory to God. We pray that his glory would rest upon you. Keep you, glory to God, and cover you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. May you be strengthened now. God, strengthened, glory to God, virtue restored unto you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, and even for tomorrow, amen, that you will be strengthened, amen, that you will be covered,
Thank
that you will be healed, amen. And not only then, amen, but forevermore, amen, in the presence
Thank
of the
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. May he touch you. Glory be to God. Touch your ministry. Bless your ministry. Bless your family. Bless your church. The church, amen, of the living God. Hallelujah. May you be blessed going out and coming in.
Hey,
time
thank
forth
you, Lord.
And more. Glory be to God. God bless you, woman of God. On tonight, amen, we're going to give you the broadcast back, amen, for final words, amen, on tonight. And you can let us know, glory to God, amen, if you have any social media pages, anybody follow you or just where your church is located. Amen. Anybody in the city, amen, they can come and visit you. Amen. And then if you would just, amen, bless the line. Amen. And we'll, amen, close it from there. Amen. You have the platform.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise yes. God. Amen. Yes. For that prayer. Amen. Bless you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. But we are located, amen, at 2892 Highway 84 West in Nexley, Alabama. If you want to send mail, we'll get it at Frisco City, Alabama. We own the Frisco City mail route, but the address, amen, is 2892 Highway 84 West, Nexley, Alabama. Amen. And we just preach Jesus. That's all we know. Just preach Jesus, amen, and try to live the life, amen, the best that we know how. Amen.
Yeah.
I pray God. I have three children. I don't know if they're on tonight, amen, or we're on, whatever I did or invite them to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I thank and praise God, amen, for I can stand on what I speak. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I can, I'm not going to say anything I can't stand on. Amen. Amen. That's what we got to do, people of God. Amen. We, because God see all things. Amen. And I thank and praise God. Amen. Again, I hope Minister Booker was on the line tonight. I'll check and see. I hope she was.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
she was. But we do bless the okay, we bless God tonight. I always want her to be there, amen, amen, if she can, amen. She's so encouraging and so much support, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Always got a positive word to speak into your life. And I don't think, I believe I do, I don't know. But I thank God for you, Mr. Brantley.
Praise
amen,
the Lord.
I do, amen. God is so gracious.
Yes.
Amen. And I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. God going to turn this, he's going to shift this.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This program on this line.
Yes.
God is going to shift.
Thank
amen.
You.
And I pray I be in it. Amen. He's going to shift it.
Thank
amen.
You.
Just watch what I tell you. Amen.
Yes.
He's going to give us a shift in it. But I do bless the Lord. We look forward to seeing you again on tomorrow night, amen. It's something when you on this line, amen. Look like we looking at one another. I don't know how y'all feel, amen, but I really do, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just something about when the people of God come together, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us know we can touch and agree wherever we are.
That's
amen.
Right.
We don't have to be, amen. You know, we can touch and agree wherever we are in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I give God the glory for that tonight. Amen. Amen. We pray for us on tomorrow. And again, I thank and praise God. Amen. For the anointed prayer that the woman of God prayed over my life. I need that. Amen. I need it. Amen. God, I need it, people of God. Amen. And always remember me in prayer. We just go, go before the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Just with our closing rest by our closing remarks.
Yes.
Amen. I love Jesus, people. I love the Lord. And if I love Jesus, I got to love you. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
God.
We love Jesus tonight. Thank you, Jesus. But Father God, we thank you again. We're so grateful. We're so thankful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just for you being who you are tonight and allowing us to be who we are for you.
Yes.
But gracious Lord, you didn't have to do it. You could have looked over us. You could have looked past by us. But you stopped and you gave us a heart and a mind after you. And you brought us together in the mighty name of Jesus, in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of God.
Mm.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you. The least we can do is say thank you. We thank you now in all things. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to continue to bless this line, Lord. Bless your people in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
we know, Lord, you move by your power. Everywhere, in all things, you move by your power. We all look to you now this evening, for it's coming our help, for we know all our help comes from you, oh God. There's no man like you. There's nothing that can compare to you. and we believe your every word. And as we walk in it, oh, Lord, we know that you perform your every promise, your every word, your every spoken word. Mm-hmm. Now, oh, God, as we make ready, oh, God, to go to sleep tonight, we're going to sleep in your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing your angels to encamp around us tonight to keep us in all our ways.
Yes, God.
But we know and we realize, again, Lord, we're living in times like never before. Without you, Lord, we can't do nothing. Without you, God, we don't have no protection. But, God, it's in you tonight. Everything we need is in you, and we receive it now by faith in Jesus' name. Bless my sisters and brothers on this line tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, meet every need according to your riches in glory. For we know you're not short of anything. We're not depending on the government. We're not depending on the president. We trust and believe you tonight. For you hold the world in your hand. And we thank you now for performing your every act that you have spoken in our lives. We give you the honor and the glory. We thank you now for all things in Jesus' name. And our heart says amen. And thank you, Lord.
And amen. Glory to God, people of God. We're going to open the line one more time. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to give God a praise for this word on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise him together. Let's give him a glory shout together. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. But before
amen.
You leave, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise on tonight. Amen. Come on.
All
and
participants are unmuted.
Amen. Come on and put those voices on tonight.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hand, lift your hand. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No.
Goodbye.